As the budget process works its way through the federal government, President Obama's proposed budget, as well as the Republican House and Senate proposals, all increase military spending, some more drastically than others. Meanwhile, domestic spending stands to take a big hit, especially in the House proposal. The House Budget Committee has proposed dramatic domestic spending cuts, similar to those put forward last year by 2012 GOP vice presidential candidate, Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan. The only budget that differs significantly is that of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. That's the subject of another interview in this week's program. The House and Senate are due to vote before the end of March on the respective budgets, which then must be reconciled before they can pass 12 separate appropriation bills to send to the president. But there's disagreement between Republican fiscal conservatives calling for spending cuts and defense hawks seeking more money for the Pentagon. President Obama is expected to veto any reconciliation bills that reaches his desk, setting up the need for continuing budget resolutions and the threat of a government shutdown this fall. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Lindsay Kashgarian, research director with the National Priorities Project based in Western Massachusetts. Here she explains the loophole that allows for big increases in military expenditures despite spending caps imposed by sequestration, and points to the budget proposal most in keeping with what Americans say their priorities are.
You asked about the sequestration spending levels. The president's Pentagon proposal and military spending proposal overall broke those limits. So under current law, it would result in sequestration, which is these sort of across-the-board blind spending slashes that no one has really wanted to see, that no one really believes is good policy. But the president proposes getting rid of those caps so that he could spend higher, and in fact proposed a $534 billion base budget for the Pentagon, which would be the highest base budget that the Pentagon has ever had in our history. Now, on top of that, he also proposed $51 billion in war funding for the Pentagon, and that is money that is not subject to the budget caps. That's money that is sort of off the books, and it has been a way that Congress and the president have sidestepped the spending caps on the defense side for the last several years.
When you say war budget, with wars in so many places, what is that for? What does it cover?
So it's a specific fund. Its official name is Overseas Contingency Operations, and it was established really to fight the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Of course, those wars, the Iraq war has largely wound down. The war in Afghanistan is supposed to be winding down this year, but the budget has stayed high. That's partly because the Pentagon has been using those funds to fill in gaps where it couldn't get funds in its base budget. So while the president has proposed $51 billion in that fund for 2016, the House proposed up to $90 billion, and the Senate proposed $58 billion. So all of them are using this fund as a way to get around the caps on spending that would apply to the Pentagon's base budget.
So, Lindsay Kashgarian, what would be the impact of this part of the budget on the rest of the budget?
Well, one thing that's happening, the caps were supposed to relate to both defense and non-defense spending. Now, the non-defense portion of the caps are still very much in play and have been in place over the last few years because there is no non-defense version of this war fund. There's no off-the-books fund for domestic spending that's not for the Pentagon. So, yes, domestic spending is definitely suffering by comparison, although the extent to which that is true is very different among the different budgets. The president's budget would propose an additional $178 billion over 10 years in domestic spending, so he proposes getting rid of those caps. The House and Senate budgets both would not only keep the caps in place for domestic spending that's not for the Pentagon, but they would actually cut that spending even more. The House would cut that spending by an additional $759 billion over the next 10 years.
The Republicans always want to cut taxes. Are they cutting taxes, cutting social programs, and increasing Pentagon spending all at the same time?
They are proposing that, although what's interesting about the House and Senate proposals, unlike the president's proposal, which is very detailed in its tax proposals, the House and Senate proposals for taxes are both very light on details. So they both call for overhaul of the tax code, but they don't really say exactly what they would do or even come close. you know, Americans say that they want spending on these domestic programs. When you look at polling, you know, they want the Congress and the president to do something about jobs and the economy. They want the president and Congress to do something about education. They want up spending on these programs.
And climate issues too, right? I've read polls that show a majority of Americans would be willing to spend more on reining in climate chaos.
Yes, we've seen some interesting polling lately showing that not only do people believe that climate change is real, but they also want the government to do something about it.
It's a lot to keep track of with all these numbers and all these different budgets.
In our competing visions analysis that we have at our website, we look at four different budgets: the president's, the House budget, the Senate budget, and the Congressional Progressive Caucus budget. And we also looked at them compared to polling of what Americans say they want the government to do. And when you stack those things up and look at which budget seems to best match the priorities that Americans say they have for the government, things like prioritizing jobs in the economy, prioritizing education, prioritizing Social Security, the Congressional Progressive Caucus budget actually seems to be the best match for what Americans say they want.
That was Lindsay Kashgarian, Research Director with the National Priorities Project. Find more news and commentary on U.S. military spending by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.